With Shammy.
On Joyful FM Radio.
Joyful FM.
Wonderful name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's another beautiful Wednesday evening, and I hope I find you well wherever you might be listening from. It's the time for the program Turning Point with me, your one and only Turning Point host, Shammy, on Joyful FM Life Changing Radio. Firstly, I want to thank God for being so good to me and for making it possible for me to be presenting this program to you today. Dear listener, the Bible in Revelation 12 verse 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death." Before we get on with today's topic, I want us to pray the short prayer of overcoming through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the wonderful salvation, strength, and security we have received from the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the victory he won for us through his blood. Thank you that we are overcomers because of faith. Thank you that the penalty and power of sin, Satan, death, and hell have been overcome through faith in the cleansing blood of the Lamb, who died and rose again so that we might never die, but be raised into life immortal. May we live every day of our lives in faith through Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, We'll look at a testimony on how one overcame gambling through faith in Jesus Christ. You might be asking yourself, is gambling a sin? Well, the Bible does not specifically condemn gambling, betting, or the lottery. But it does warn us, however, to stay away from the love of money. Scripture also encourages us to stay away from attempts to get rich quick, which leaves us with the answer that gambling, most definitely, is focused on the love of money and undeniable, tempts people with the promise of quick and easy riches. Dear listener, gambling is dangerous as it affects all aspects of your life. There is no happiness in gambling, as you can find yourself drowning in debt. You can even resort to evil ways to get money just to go gamble. It destroys your life slowly but surely, and it takes away everything from you and not giving anything in return. So before we look at our testimony for today, I will play you a song by Chris McClaney titled Breakthrough.
Familiar shores into waters unexplored. This one desire stirring here in me, deep is calling out to deep. Take me from where I've been into something new. I'm giving up control. I need a breakthrough. All of my dreams crashing into you. You're waking up my hope. You are my breakthrough. Come break through. Your love so wild conquers my defenses, opens the impossible. It's so amazing how you take the ashes and turn them into beautiful. Take me from where I've been into something new. I'm giving up control. I need a breakthrough. All of my dreams and fears are crashing into you. Come break through.
Welcome back to Turning Point right here on your favorite gospel station, Joyful FM Life Changing Radio. I'm your host, Shami. The Bible in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10 says, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity," meaning gambling keeps you wanting more and more. Let's take a look at our testimony of how one man overcame gambling through their faith in Jesus Christ. Let's get to it. He says, "I had a mind of greatness. I started my business at a young age and quickly earned millions in rands, the South African currency. I had more than enough to support my wife and two sons. It's no wonder I thought a little gambling at the casino would be harmless. However, my great mind didn't prepare me for how gambling sucks people in and takes over their lives. I stopped coming home for 3 nights in a row. Then it ended up being months. I lost millions of rands and I lost my businesses. And I might have lost my family too, if it weren't for Christian friends I made as the journey progressed. Gambling became an addiction I couldn't shake. I returned to my family in utter ruin. To say those relationships were strained is probably an understatement. I worked hard to scrape together a living, but my son still had to drop out of college. I felt lost and worthless. Eventually, a friend loaned me money to start my business. Just like before, I quickly started earning big money, but with all that cash, I couldn't resist taking another round at the casino. I knew the consequences of gambling. I knew the humiliation. But the lure of the casino was too strong. I started gambling again, and I didn't know how to stop. A feeling of emptiness and meaninglessness grew in my heart, and finally, I decided to call someone I had been firmly avoiding, a friend from some time back."
Turning Point with Shami on Joyful FM.
Your head down. me, Jesus, and hold on.
All I need.
That's why I need. That's why I need. That's why I need your touch tonight.
Touch me.
Your unchanging hand.
Touch me.
That will not waver.
Touch me.
Even when I'm worried.
Worn
out and filled with doubts about tomorrow.
Touch me.
Cause I felt this pain yesterday.
Touch me.
Cause I made so many mistakes. I mean, I stumbled and fell.
Touch me.
And I did not think
I
could ever be made over, cleaned up.
Touch me.
But somehow I believe tonight. You put your healing hand on me.
Touch me.
Every one of my sins, every one of my sins will be washed away. I wanna be made over. I wanna be made over. Everything I've ever needed, healing, peace, joy, unspeakable joy. Like me, all I need
is a touch.
All I need, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Join me at the altar, God is here.
If you just joined me, I'm your host Shami, and you're listening to Turning Point on Joyful FM. Today we're looking at overcoming gambling through faith in Jesus Christ. Let's continue with our testimony. He says, "This friend of mine, I'll call him Gareth. Gareth and I used to be good friends, but then Gareth had traded atheism for Jesus, and he got serious about his new Christian faith. I had avoided this Christian version of Gareth for a long time. I didn't see the need for it, and I certainly didn't want to get involved myself. But as that emptiness grew in my heart, I became desperate. I invited Gareth out for a meal. And when Gareth began sharing how God had changed his life, I listened, and deep in my heart felt the longing to be the man who was before me, the man God had changed for the better, the man God had manifested his powers in. This man whom I had once done things with, I couldn't even recognize him, but in a good way. The way he spoke and the way he carried himself showed God's presence in his life. Gareth went to a church he had been introduced by his brother-in-law. After he attended for the first time, he was eager to know more about God. Gareth heard an awesome church that had taught him how to share his faith. The church leaders believe every member should actively be discipled and disciple others. Gareth then invited me to give the church a try, and to my surprise, I agreed. Then a leader at the church invited me and Gareth to get lunch together later that week. At lunch, the church leader listened intently as I shared my story. Then he pulled out a gospel booklet and began to explain it. This little booklet was called Steps to Finding Peace with God. As I listened, I knew I had finally found the answer to my problems. Right there in the restaurant, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Let's take a music break and we'll be right back after the song.
more time we spend with you, Jesus, the more you change us, the more you transform us, the more we become what you created us to be, what you intended us to be. So it is our prayer that you would transform us by your word, transform us by your life-changing presence. Thank you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Take my heart, purify me, make me just like you. I wanna be like you. And take my life, purify me, make me just like you. I wanna be like you.
Come on, sing that with me.
Take my heart.
Take my heart.
Say, purify me.
Purify me. Make me just like you.
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Jesus, take my life.
Take my life.
Purify me, yeah.
Purify me.
Make me just like you, yeah.
I wanna be like you.
Your love is so true. Jesus' love is you. So teach me to live selflessly in love in everything I do. I wanna be like you. In my heart, like you.
I wanna be like you.
It's real easy. Come on. You can sing along and say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Oh, 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 oh. I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Oh my.
The top, come on. Take my heart. Sing it.
Take my heart.
Purify me.
Purify me. Make me just like you.
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Now say,
take my life.
Oh, my.
Make
me just like you, Jesus.
I wanna be like you.
I say, you love so strong.
You love so strong.
Yes, you do.
Your love is so true.
Jesus
love.
Teach me to live like you live.
Teach me.
You are so selfless, Jesus.
Selflessly
in everything I do. Now lift your voice and say,
I wanna be like you.
Sing it like you mean it now. Say,
I wanna be like you.
Lift your voice, sing it loud and say,
I wanna be like you.
Tell the Lord, I wanna be like you. Yeah. Now give him glory. Change us, Jesus. Right here in this moment. We wanna be more of you. We wanna be everything that you called us to be. All that you created us to be. We worship you now, Jesus. Let us be transformed in your presence. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing that again. Say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
In my heart I do. Say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like
you.
Lift your voice and say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you. anybody experienced the love of Jesus? How he pulls you from the darkness, say, your love so strong. Strong enough to endure the pain of Calvary. You stayed on the cross for me. You love so strong, yeah.
Ooh, love so strong.
I wanna love like you. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Say, teach me to live. Wanna live like you, wanna love like you, wanna be like you. So
teach me to live
selflessly in love. Everything I do.
I just played you a song by Bishop Andrew and the Straight Gate Mass Choir titled I Wanna Be Like You.
Turning Point with Shami on Joyful FM.
He continues to say, my dear sister in Christ, my life changed forever. The change in me was immediate. After giving my life to Christ, I lost all desire to gamble and I stopped completely. In April of 2018, I decided to be baptized and my wife and son agreed to come to the service. I asked my entire family for forgiveness. I told them how grateful I was for each of them and how grateful I was for Jesus Christ. Emotion filled the room as my whole family cried and hugged me. My family is amazed at the change in my life and the joy I have in Christ. Today, I'm a regular attender at church and Gareth is discipling me in the ways of the Lord. But it wouldn't be possible without the support of my family and the church elders. My life is just one example of the incredible things God does through us every day. Please pray for my family so they can be transformed by the light of Jesus too. That's the end of our testimony. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back after the song.
Same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows that you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless inside, left with no fight. This can't be all, 'cause you still have life. I'm here to speak hope to you. If I made it, you can make it too. You may feel like life is over. I won't let you go. Together we'll make it through.
We're never gonna give up, never gonna give up. I'll take your hand and you'll take mine. We'll conquer this thing they call life. We're fighters. Never gonna give up, never gonna give up. No, I won't let you fight alone. We're confident and we'll stand strong.
Battle seems far, yeah, we all know. the struggle's real, but you can let go, 'cause you're trusted with this fire you're in. We're champions, we will win. I'm here.
Played your song by Cheryl Fortune titled Fighters. Dear listener, the Bible in Proverbs 13 verse 11 says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." This means that things achieved the easy way never last, but the things that one honestly works hard for, there will be increment and it shall last. It also says in Matthew 6 verse 24 that no man can serve two masters, for either he will love the one and hate the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot save God and Mammon. Dear listener, the word Mammon in Syriac means money or riches. So this means the two are really incompatible. Thus the man's will drift in one direction or another. He will cleave to one with such affection as he is capable of, and will hold the other cheap. God or Mammon, not both together, will be the ruling power with him. So, whom do you choose today? The choice is yours. For we all were given free will by the Lord, that's freedom to choose. But remember, to choose wisely as one leads to everlasting life in God's presence, and the other to an unrighteous life, that's death. God is waiting for you, brothers and sisters. The time to choose is now. His arms are wide open and he is calling you home. Seek him and you will find him. The same God who saved our dear brother from gambling can save you from whatever situation you might be going through. He is the father to the fatherless and mother to the motherless. He is the true friend we all long for. So don't hold back, have faith, and allow him to work you through to your turning point.
Thank you for choosing Joyful FM. a radio station that can transform your life and help you in your walk with Jesus every single day. It's a blessing to have you here.
If you feel you have a testimony to share on how you reached your turning point, please write to us on our Facebook page, Joyful FM Life Changing Radio, or my own page, Turning Point with Shami, or email us on joyfulfmradio@live.com. Be it in marital problems, peer pressure, alcoholism, divorce, adultery, pornography, masturbation, cyberbullying, sexual immorality, drug abuse, and sexual abuse. Let us tell your story. You can be anonymous as we're not here to judge anyone. You never know how your story can have an impact on another person going through the same situation. Help us bless somebody out there with your story. We've reached the end of our program, Turning Point. I'm your host, Shami. Blessed night to you all. Let's meet next week right here on your favorite station, Joyful FM Life Changing Radio, same time.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
song of praise. With an outstretched arm, I will bless your day.
Joyful FM. Visit our website at www.joyfulfmradio.com.